Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to The Fan. We are out and about and on the road for a Friday field trip, Craft House in Fairfax today. We will be here from 2 to 6:30. We're giving away Caps tickets on the show at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. But these are fun, getting you ready for Week 15 in the National Football League and the Commanders and the Giants with our listeners on site at Craft House.
I love this place. I've already had Old Bay wings, which were scrumptious, breaking out the word scrumptious, and I had some fish tacos. It's been a minute because I've had pretty much everything on the menu. I had not had the fish tacos. They're good, too. This place is awesome. I lost count. I tried to count how many beers there were. I forgot when I got to, like, 23 or 24. This place is great, man. Parking, ample outside seating with heat warmers, good company. I love hanging out here.
Yeah, the outside seating with the warmers is actually so clutch. That's my move. I'm not a fan of sitting outside at restaurants or bars very often in the summer or the spring because the sun beats down on you and it's warm.
You know who loves to do that is wives.
They do?
Wives. Can we sit outside? It's like 96, humid.
Yeah.
In the sun.
In that.
They love that.
But this is covered and it's freezing outside. And then they've got the heaters like you would have in bays and a driving range and Topgolf or something overhead. Mm-hmm. And so you add it all up and it's just really, really comfortable. But we're inside, and we're hanging out at the bar, and we're going to be here until 6:30. So as you get out of the office, make your way past Fairfax Corner today, come on out and say what's up and kick it with us. Misery loves company, as we like to say. Last year, we were getting ready for big games late in the season where Washington's ripping off wins and on their way to the postseason. This year, the Commanders have lost 8 in a row, and they're 3-10, and they're one of the 5 worst teams in the NFL right now by way of record. And because of that, we're going to band together to celebrate football. Maybe not the Commander season, but the fact that football is fun.
Yeah, football is fun, sir. It's such a different – one year ago, this was – they were what at this point? 10-3 or 10-4, 10-5, and ripping off a couple more wins, and it was the Jaden Daniels show. They couldn't run the ball, didn't matter, Jaden Daniels. They couldn't really stop anybody, didn't matter, Jaden Daniels. It was just this charmed – ride we were all on, and it wouldn't stop until Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game for the team that would go on to win the damn Super Bowl. This was
I was just talking to a listener out here.
It's crazy
about
to think about, right?
I said last year was so great. She said it's a dream. I said, yeah, this year would be the nightmare then, I guess. Like we have gone from waking up happy because the coolest dream ever happened to like screaming and crying and wanting our mom to come find our blankie. You know, this has just been the worst year that you could have imagined. I want to get into what Dan Quinn said today. I feel like we talk about that in our first segment a lot, but we'll do that in a minute because we have a new Jaden Daniels update that is interesting. So we'll get to that in a second. First things first, Thursday night football. How about Kirk O'Chains? Kirk Cousins turning back the clock last night. How good was he? 373 yards and 3 touchdowns. Could be his last month of football here. We don't really know what the future holds. He's been banged up. He's been coming off the bench here because Michael Penix is out for the year. Last night he had a practice squad wide receiver as his wide receiver one, David Sills. He was throwing to his running back, Bijan Robinson, and his tight end, Kyle Pitts, who had a career game against Tampa Bay. And down 14 points in the fourth quarter, he architects a comeback. They come back and win 29-28. The national story is not Cousins. I'm always interested in him as a guy who likes him and here in D.C. because he played here. But really, the national lead is, oh, my God, the Bucs.
Oh, my God, the Bucs.
That game was microscopic of, symbolic of, their season. The Bucs have completely collapsed. Their year is caved in on them in a way that could end up costing, probably will end up costing, Todd Bowles' job if they can't beat Carolina two times and make the playoffs. Look at their year, man. They have lost two straight to the Saints,
yep,
who were eliminated, and the Falcons, who were eliminated. They've actually lost 5 of 6 because they had a tougher schedule before. They had lost to the Patriots, Bills, and Rams. So now you've lost 5 of your last 6 games. You've lost 6 of your last 8 games. This team was 6-2.
Yeah, they've fallen apart
at one point in time. And then last night, think about this. You're up 14 in the fourth quarter against a bad Falcons team. You have them on their game-winning drive. So, like, everything goes terribly, and now they get the ball back with a chance to go get a field goal and win because Baker Mayfield threw a terrible interception. They're behind the chains. They committed 19 penalties.
I can't remember that.
It's the first time since 2019.
Yeah, it felt like they couldn't. Like, you just – I've been there when you're watching a bad team,
yeah,
and anytime there's a first down, you go, hold on, I can't celebrate yet because there's probably going to be a penalty. That was that times 1,000. That was astounding.
So I pay a lot of money to all these websites to get, like, different types of stats. So I have this subscription to Pro Football Reference StatHead that I pay for so you can do searches and find things. And I was digging into that last night to go, when is the last time a team committed 20 penalties in a game?
19 penalties.
The all-time record, I think, is what I could find at least, was one team committing 23 penalties. And they had 19, and that was with some where they had 2-on-1 play that got negated.
Right.
You know, like, they were closer.
19 assessed, yeah.
But still, with 19 penalties, being a bad team, without your top two wide receivers, without really, you know, weapons in the passing game to speak of outside of a running back and a tight end, they got the ball back down a point, go get a field goal, walk away and win the game. Again, they're behind the sticks with penalties. So they have a 3rd and 28. If you're the Bucs, if you're a Bucs fan, you're breathing a little easier. You're going, oh, my God, we could have lost to the Falcons. But now it's 3rd and 30, and we're fine. They get 14 yards. Cousins just kind of throws the ball to Pitts. He makes a man miss. And now it's 4th and 14.
You're talking about tight end one, Kyle Pitts? You're talking about the greatest tight end ever, Kyle Pitts?
4th and 14, they convert on a ridiculous hole shot into the honey hole. Sills, cover two beater, big-time throw from Cousins. And they moved the chains on 3rd and 28. And at that moment, I said, not only do the Bucs deserve to lose, if the football gods are watching, I don't care if it's a 60-yard field goal coming from former Commanders great Zane Gonzalez.
It's going through.
It'll go through. But they don't deserve to make the playoffs.
No.
Like, that is such a bad loss.
Remember, they were 6-2 before the bye week, as you alluded to. You know where their two losses were to? At Detroit, on the road,
when Detroit was really healthy.
Yeah. And they lost to Philadelphia when Philadelphia was good by a score. That was a great ball game, if you recall.
Why don't I remember that?
It was 31-25, back and forth and back and forth to drop them to 3-1. And that was a, man, that was a heavyweight fight. They won on the road against Seattle. One of the games of the year that we've long forgotten about, 38-35. An absolute barn burner where you went, they could beat you any way you want. They could turn you over. They can get after you a little bit on defense. They're not great there, but they're good. And offensively, Baker Mayfield's an MVP candidate. That was the narrative at that point, and rightly so. They beat San Francisco by double-digit points. They were awesome. Bye week happened, enough injuries. That validating Patriots win on the road, right, where that was the second good team that New England had beaten after Buffalo. And since then, it has been Tom Petty's free-falling. What a disaster. I mean, they eked out a win against Arizona, and that's it. Something's rotten in there in Tampa. They're terrible.
Yeah, they could be headed for coaching change territory. I mean, if you collapse like that, they've had a stranglehold on that division. The big thing to me is, though, the division's still bad. Nothing's really changed.
Yeah.
It's not like the team's caught up to you. You fell back to them. Like, at 7-7, you're tied for the division lead with 500 Carolina, who is having the year they were supposed to have. It just wasn't supposed to be good enough to win the division.
Yeah, you should be 4 games behind Tampa.
But all that said, they still control their own destiny, and they still should actually have a shot here, because in the last 3 games, they played Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers. So even if you lose to Miami, if you beat Carolina two times, in the two times you play them, you'll be 9-8 and you'll win that division fairly comfortably by a full game, not even via tiebreaker at that point. Because the other two teams that you've lost to, by the way, the last 2 weeks in the South, are both eliminated.
We could be eliminated.
We could be eliminated? Okay. We
really can. You could be eliminated.
We really can.
Kyle Pitts, man. Winning people fantasy playoff games.
My God.
Last night by himself. I want to apologize to our producers in the Grant and Danny Listener League. We've been going back and forth all year. A lot of jawing.
There's been some chirping.
Yesterday I was told we'll see you in the finals if you get there. And then the poor producers ran into the buzzsaw that was Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson.
Is that a Pitts model saw?
In the Grant and Danny Listener League last night. Toby, as the general manager, I would like you to speak on behalf of the producers. Are you guys going to still show up for the game on Sunday? What is your plan? How are you addressing your team after giving up 70 points in a playoff game to Bijan and Pitts last night?
Yeah, we have a little bit of an ace in the hole because we have a defense that's facing a guy who hasn't played football in 5 years, so we're hoping to get something out of them.
The Seattle defense might score 20 points this week.
We still did have the number one overall pick, so I'm going to need a big game out of Jamar Chase. I expect a lot out of him. We're expecting big numbers from him. My guy was available on waivers not that long ago, Terry McLaurin. So I'm going to need Terry to show up big time. Basically, we're going to need the best out of our guys. I think we're going to have to go into that locker room, give a great speech. I think Ryan's been tasked with that, so I think Ryan's going to have a great speech ready to go and get the guys fired up. Mm-hmm. And he's got Jared Goff on his team. So if he can't get the guys fired up with Jared Goff at quarterback, then I don't know if we're going to be able to win this one.
Tobes, at what point last night did you realize you were playing both Pitts and Bijan?
When I'd gone to bed, and then I was up until 4 in the morning because I couldn't sleep.
So was it because of them?
So yes. Watching the game, you had no idea?
No, no.
Oh, man. Can you imagine in a fantasy playoff game?
You're just scrolling. Like, you're like, oh, let me check on this. And then you look at the matchup, live matchup, and it's 76-0.
You're like, let's just see if they had anybody going, oh, my God. I mean, that was it. Kyle Pitts. Now, the other thing he did, forget fantasy, let's talk reality. He made so much money last night doing that in primetime with the league watching. That skill set is intoxicating. He is 6 foot.
The idea of him is just, as you said.
He can run. He is shifty. He can make you miss in the open field. He has length. He can go up the ladder. He can make the athletic catch. Now, if you watch Kyle Pitts regularly, it always sounds so personal for me because the term I use is like not a reasonable or fair one probably, but it's the only way I can describe it. I'm sure he's a great guy. It's nothing personal. I find his game, he has like a loser game to me. It's like drops and it's fumbles and it's just like bad plays at bad times. I don't have a better way to describe it than saying I do it with coaches and players, but like that's a loser player.
That I don't trust him.
Exactly
so
right.
Even on the touchdown catch, okay, the one where he's falling out of bounds and it held up, blade of grass, if he just catches the ball normally, it's the easiest touchdown there's ever been. Mm-hmm. But he's got to like, let me grease hands and wow, yeah, I need football slurk. And he's so close to losing it.
Yes.
And it's like only because they called it one way on the field that they didn't overturn it. Whatever that is, that's Kyle Pitts.
There will be a team that gives him the bag.
That falls in love.
He is going to make something insane like $15, $16 million a year.
From Washington.
4 years and $64 million or some asinine contract. Someone's going to get fooled. And I actually think there's a chance that it is Washington. And so here's what I'm just going to tell you in advance. No. That I hate that contract in advance. Mm. Know that I want nothing to do with it. Now, when they sign him, just like when you draft, like we talked before the draft for months and months and months, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, whatever, people forget that we have 22 and a half hours a week of radio and we give opinions and we write 50 columns a day. So, yes, I'm advocating for Drake May, who I really, really liked. And people act like that means after you draft Jaden Daniels that I don't really like Jaden Daniels too. Love Jaden Daniels. Really good player. You drafted a franchise quarterback. That's awesome. It's over when you draft him. Like, okay, let's now make this work. He's going to be a star player. I feel the same way if they were to sign Kyle Pitts. When you sign Kyle Pitts, it's not the thing I would have done, but I'm on to the next. Like, and in advance, I'm preparing myself for this.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, get ready.
Now, give me Isaiah Likely, by the way, when you hit the tight end market. That's the guy from Baltimore that I would take at less money. But if they go get Pitts, it's not like I'm going to be angry every time I watch him. I'm just telling you, prepare in advance for the big drop or the lost fumble or the terrible false start or just the loser play that he will make, that he has made year after year after year. But my God, is his skill set absolutely breathtaking.
You see why?
Breathtaking.
Did he go, what, fifth or sixth overall? I can't remember what it was.
He was top 10. Top five pick.
Yeah, because you go, oh my God, he's 6'6", 245, 250 pounds, runs faster than 75% of the wide receivers. can, in theory, could engage physically. He's not a great blocker, but like you're not asking him to be.
Well, I'll do right? you one step further. Fourth overall pick, one of the highest drafted tight ends, maybe the highest drafted, as I think about it right now, in league history. Name other people on the planet that are his size and move like he does at that position. I don't think there is another one. Not that is a wide receiver yeah. mover at 6 foot six.
He is the 2.0 version, maybe 3.0, of what Shannon Sharpe was. Right? Shannon Sharpe, you know, again, the athletes have gotten better, but Sharpe was that way compared to players in his time. Undersized tight end, but you go, that's just a huge wide receiver that's lining up a tight end that could knock around a nickel cornerback, but he was big, fast, strong, could cut, had great hands. And, you know, that's a Hall of Fame caliber player. This is a better athlete than that. So you go, just give him some time to develop. This will be great. No one will be able to stop us. So stoppable.
Interesting comp, by the way, because last night Kyle Pitts became the first tight end to have 150 yards and three touchdowns in a game since Shannon Sharpe.
That's right. That's why I evoked it. That's
like
what it is.
23 years ago or
Hold
whatever.
On, Skip. Hold
might
on,
have,
Skip.
Might have even been, I think I saw, in the 90s. But you know who else is incredible is Bijan Robinson.
That's a good football player.
Just get that dude the ball in space. Let him make somebody miss and basically break somebody down off the dribble with footwork.
That little check down that turned into 20-something.
Ugh.
I know it's a forgettable play in a sea of plays, but you know exactly what I'm talking
about,
right? Cousins to his right. And Robinson is already sort of moving, is already on to the next move as one guy's falling helplessly with ankles that have exploded now. You just go, that guy is so unbelievably special.
Yeah, I also really love the dude. I think Bijan Robinson, just based on the interactions I see of him publicly and how he handles himself, seems like just a really, really good human being as well, loved by his teammates. But what a game he had. 93 yards and a touchdown on the ground, 82 yards as a receiver. But the story, again, is just the Bucs. And you see this every year. There's a team that just kind of falls apart. We could talk later in the show about this, but here's what I was thinking as I was watching that last night. Bowles may survive this because he's got a good resume and he's been successful there for a long time. But if he is out and Tampa Bay's looking for a head coach this offseason, Cliff Kingsbury and Baker Mayfield have a very good relationship and worked together at Texas Tech. The only reason I bring this up, I know this year Cliff's star is not shining as brightly and is not positioned centered up in the sky like it was last year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember someone in the league telling me last year when we were wondering if Cliff was going to get a job or take a job. They said, I don't know that he would leave for a gig unless it was the right situation. Like Chicago, I think he would leave for. And the other one they speculated was, what if Tampa Bay comes open? Because there were some rumors that Todd Bowles could retire or something. And they said if Tampa Bay were to come open and he could go work with Baker, who was coming off of a second straight 4,000-yard, 40-touchdown season, whatever he'd been doing, maybe that would be something he'd be interested in. So I just throw that out there as a would-not-shock-me kind of scenario. So much has changed. Like, what would the reaction of the fan base be if Cliff went to Tampa Bay? Last year it would have been, you know, devastation, and everyone would have been crestfallen.
Yeah,
I get the sense there's people that are helping him pack his bags right now, which isn't fair.
Yeah, it's probably too far in that direction. Remember, we kept going, it is such a coup that Kingsbury's staying. It's such a coup that this coaching staff is 99% intact. What an amazing thing to have happen. And now there's nobody that anybody would go to the mat for. You know, there's nobody that I'd fight for at this point. While they seem like good coaches, there's a lot of guys position-wise that seem like they know what they're doing or whatever, but it's kind of hard to go, yeah, the guy that was there at the helm when they lost 12 straight or on their way to getting outscored by more than anybody ever has over that same stretch, you know, like fairly well.
I'm not saying this shouldn't be the case, but it is hilarious how much these long losing streaks change the way you see everything.
Yeah.
Just colors your entire vision. It's like contact lenses that change every part of what you see. When you haven't won in 2 months, when you've lost 8 in a row, when you've gone 70 days without a win. Last year, Dan Quinn walks on water around these parts. Like, if he goes out to the bar with his wife, everybody's coming up high-fiving him and buying him drinks. Now, if Dan Quinn walked on water, people would say it's because he can't swim. Like, he can't do anything right. And it's an 8-game losing streak. That's really the difference. It's a 3-10 record. And I understand that's how it works. It's a business about results. You either are winning or you're going to be replaced. But Cliff, I think, has fallen victim of that too. Joe Witt, and they should to some extent. But, I would be curious to see what the reaction would be if he were to start getting some interviews. Because I think there's going to be enough teams that look at him and go, all right, this guy did some okay things in Arizona. Last year, with all these injuries, they finished, let's just say hypothetically, 11th in offense. Are we sure? You know, Marcus Mariota starting 11 games,
yeah,
or whatever.
And there's a long-term quarterback track record where, whether it's him or not, he's been in the room with a bunch of really good passers.
Yep.
And you want some of that secret sauce. You want some of that to rub off on your guy. So it makes sense. You have an incumbent that he's worked with, or it makes sense you've got a young QB, and if the marriage happens to make sense, yeah, it's not outrageous. I don't think he's the hot candidate he would have been last year, though. Right? I mean,
obviously, yeah.
Right? But I wonder to what degree that's fallen off. Like, is it a non-starter, or is it the fourth phone call you make now?
Yeah, will he get interviews? Probably. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going to benefit him, too, that doesn't get talked about. I think this year's coaching cycle is way, way worse than last year's in terms of hot names and commodities.
Oh, that's interesting.
Especially offensively. There is no Ben Johnson this year. There is no Kellen Moore. Like, who is the hot shot OC right now this year? Top of your head.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys have jobs. Like I was going to say, all the guys I'm thinking of.
If you really do want a offensive-minded play caller to pair with your young quarterback, Cliff's going to move higher up that board after a up-and-down season than maybe you normally would. Because like, if there is a Ben Johnson, okay, there's one. Kellen Moore might have just had a better year than you. Like Clint Kubiak's the guy that I would answer mm-hmm. that question with. I think he's been awesome in Seattle. What he's done with Darnold is great. I think he should get a head coaching job. But is Clint Kubiak's five-year resume decidedly better than Cliff Kingsbury's? Is he a better head coaching candidate? I'm not convinced of that. But it's definitely the trend of the league, and he's going to be the hotter guy for sure. At Grant H. Paulson on Twitter, Danny's at Funny Danny. Richmond John just tweeted us this. This is a funny trip down memory lane.
It's a good bit.
Remember when Jamin Davis was the only guy who could cover Kyle Pitts? They drafted him, and one of the main things they cited when they took him in the first round was like, this guy covered Jamin Davis. That's the only tape we needed to watch.
He covered Kyle Pitts that time.
I said Jamin Davis.
I know what you meant.
But he also covered Jamin Davis.
That's how good he was.
He could cover both of them.
That's how good he was. A guy that everyone had a third-round grade on, did they take him in the third round? They did not. First.
So if you were confused as to what's going on with Jaden Daniels yesterday, wait till you hear what was said today. I mean, wait till the next development here that we've got for you. We'll get to that next on G&D. We're live in Fairfax at Kraft House. We'll be here from 2 to 6:30 today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tough loss for the Capitals at home last night against the Carolina Hurricanes. They had a 2-1 win in the final minutes, moments after pulling their goalie, before they even really got set up 6-on-5. Carolina got a nice bounce, puck in front, scored a goal, and sent the game to overtime and then eventually a shootout. And the Caps, Danny, just aren't built for the shootout right now.
It's not what they do well. They do a lot of things well. That's not one of them. They're not a shootout team.
Post Evgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie, shootouts have been very unkind to the Washington Capitals, although I did just read that they have had TJ Oshie now brought in to work with them on the shootouts.
As a consultant?
Consult. Who's around, and they should. He's in the building. I'm sure he's already been doing that.
But what experience do you have, TJ?
Right.
Doing shootouts.
Any highlights from Sochi you'd like to sit the boys down?
Any sort of Olympic-caliber achievements you'd like the people to look at?
Saw that the Commanders will be wearing white on white in the Meadowlands. I know you're not a uniform guy, so these conversations normally fall on deaf ears. But this is the very rare white on white game for Washington.
The double white look. I actually like that one. It reminds me of the Sean Taylor time where they had the white top, white bottom, but burgundy socks and the burgundy helmet.
So
it can look pretty sharp.
I would like that if the white uniform wasn't so terrible.
Ah, yes.
I'm not doing a bit. People are going to think I'm saying this for, you know, a rise out of people or whatever.
Okay.
Who do you think of when you think of the white Commanders uniforms? I don't know
like
why.
Like the current ones?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know why it is, but the first guy I think of is Carson Wentz, which is very strange.
That's not a good association.
I'm pretty sure, I'd have to look this up, but I have to imagine that they started wearing it when Carson Wentz was their quarterback, and it was just like, you know, the first game you tune in for, you see Carson Wentz out there, and he's the quarterback.
Oh.
But Terry's next on the list for
okay,
me for whatever
okay.
reason.
Yeah.
But Carson Wentz is the guy I think of when I think of that not actually burgundy,
that's tough,
gradient, weird mesh-looking numbers. I hate that jersey. But the idea of white on white, like if they were wearing their
correct uniforms,
Redskins yep. throwbacks that they've mm-hmm. worn twice in Sunday Night Football with Seattle and Denver with white pants,
sure.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now you're cooking with grease.
Now you're in business.
That's Sean Taylor.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, in general, I think the monochrome color, I don't know if that's the right term, but like when it's – I just think it looks like a pajama set. I think every team looks dumb when you have the same color top as bottom, especially when the Ravens do that like all purple or all black. I just think it looks so stupid, and then when Washington does it too. But that one, for whatever reason, because you have enough accent that's not that color, it actually works for me
a little
bit better.
Let's go to Dan Quinn's press conference today. We've been trying to make sense each day of what he's saying and what it means, most importantly, for Jaden Daniels. Are we going to see him again, or are they shutting him down? So I take you back to Monday,
mm-hmm.
where for the first time, I guess it was actually Wednesday for the first time, when they got back to practice, when he said that
He wasn't willing to just go out and say Jaden will definitely come back. He was asked about Daniels, talked about we haven't had those conversations, and the tone really shifted from, oh, he's obviously going to play against the Eagles, to, wow, maybe we have seen him for the last time this year. Today, we're back to talking about his health being the only thing that matters. I take that to mean a shutdown isn't being considered.
It's less likely, maybe.
You know, if his health is all that matters, once he's healthy, then he's going to play. But that's not even the most interesting thing he said. The most interesting thing Dan Quinn said today was that Daniels, who we've been told would have gone back in the game on Sunday, is currently not cleared for contact. So he would have, after getting hurt, gone back in the game if they didn't, as a precautionary measure, keep him out of the game. But if you fast forward 5 days to Friday now, even though he didn't have some significant setback, even though he's not hurt, even though there's no real legitimate injury or anything here, there's no re-aggravation in terms of a dislocation, we're at a point where Jaden Daniels is not cleared for contact. This is Dan Quinn earlier today.
It was good to have him for practice for sure. Like when you're a young quarterback and young player, like the growth is important, but we'll definitely let, you know, his health be the driving factor in that. And so he wasn't cleared for the contact portion, but he was able to get some reps and going through some things. So as we get through into next week, I'll have a better sense. But it was good to get 3 days of practice. Obviously, you know, for him, until things are fully, you know, able to be himself, no restrictions, that's would be the driving factor. But I like the work, you know, continue to get the development, obviously, with up and down from practice times, and when you can, to get 3 days in a row of practice work, like, that's important.
I'm going to do my best to describe what I think's going on based on all the efforts I've made in the conversations with people over there and you know, just reading tea leaves. But I have to first say, this is so convoluted and yep. So confusing. And every
does anyone speak Dan Quinn? Did anyone go to school and speak Quinn?
I mean, every couple of days it changes, I feel like.
Yep. It's not hyperbolic either. It's exactly what happens. It's almost like a new – now, I understand that this isn't like a guy coming back from surgery, 21-day practice window is opened, and you're sort of, you know, kind of bound by certain parameters. This is a very fluid situation. So I understand rhetoric to a degree reflecting that. But not to this extreme. I mean, this is just a we're in a Dan Brown novel. We're looking at clues and we're looking at behind the Mona Lisa to try to figure out who's playing when and what the governing forces are, why something happened, why it didn't happen, and we're looking for clues and there's no good answer because. And again, this sounds like I'm being critical, and at this point I'm not. I don't think they know yet, and that's what's coming through. Yesterday I thought they knew. Right now, I don't think they know what their plan is beyond the next couple of days. I think that's where they are, and the mysterious rhetoric, I think, is following that.
What I think is that Dan Quinn's trying to guide everybody into caring about what he wants them to, and so he answers in these vague ways about the things he doesn't want to talk about today, and it just leads to confusion. Here's what I mean. Today, he wants it to be about the Giants. He wants the questions to be about Johnny Newton and Ben Sinnott, and, you know, playing New York in the Meadowlands and Jackson Dart and Kafka's offense as opposed to Dable's offense. And so when Daniels comes up, he just kind of says the thing he has to say to get to the next answer. But when we're juxtaposing it, when we're reading it for what he says and doesn't say and parsing everything up in detail and stacking up the tape, so to speak, the audio next to every other answer you've given, well, you're not really prioritizing the answer. You don't care that much about what you're saying. You're just trying to get past it. Things don't add up because they're inconsistent. But here is what I actually think is going on, best I can tell. On Sunday, he was obviously cleared for contact. He played in a football game. They felt like there was 99% chance that nothing could happen to the elbow that would be particularly damaging. Unless he fell directly on the elbow being dropped from a lifeguard stand, which is essentially what happened after he's chasing down an interception. So to their credit, there was a very small, slim chance that he could have had the injury, whatever we're going to call it, the pain, leaving the game, the issue take place that did.
Right.
So I'm not going to fault them for that per se. But it happened. He comes to the sideline. In game, what happens is they test for internal damage. They make sure that the ligaments and all those things are good. They make sure everything is structurally sound. And then they do what they call like these you know, movement tests, like can you brace yourself without immense pain? Can you stiff arm someone? Like all that stuff in the blue tent and the range of motion stuff, he passes it all. So what we're dealing with then is a pain threshold issue. You didn't re-injure anything and severely. You're okay to continue to play. You got all the adrenaline in the world going right now. You can go back in there. And that's where I've been saying, and I think Dan Quinn has been saying, look, if this is somebody else, if it's a different situation, if it's Mariota, he goes back in, he finishes the game. As is normally the case, this is not specific to this injury with Daniels, game day adrenaline wears off overnight. Think about any kind of injury. We were actually, this is funny, we were in Minnesota, and one of our buddies, when we were playing football on the field, in the dome, Ibby, he rolls his ankle. I throw it to the sideline, and he's trying to make a catch and toe tap, and he rolls his ankle. That night, initially, it was like getting better as we were, I think we went to the basketball game or whatever. By the next day.
And he was walking around. Didn't feel great, but he was walking. Right. Yeah.
The next day, he could barely walk, and he lifts up his like jeans to show me. And his ankle is the size of a bowling ball, and it's purple.
Yep.
Like, that's what happened in that time. So to that point with Jaden Daniels, there was probably some swelling, some discomfort, and what was just pain became whatever else. And so I think now, not that anything structurally happened, but the same training staff is looking at this going, well, wait a second. He's in pain. He's sore. There's a little bit of swelling. We're not going to clear him for contact today. And that's where we are now. So I can see how we got here from he could have gone back in the game Sunday. It's just the overall inconsistency of Dan Quinn's answers that's driving me crazy, where one day it seems like you're not shutting him down and playing matters. The next time you talk, well, we're leaving open the possibility to shut him down. Then today you're saying the only thing that's going to matter is his health, and if he's cleared to play next week and he's fully healthy, then we're going to give him a go. Just pick a lane, man. Just drive in one lane. That's all I'm asking. Sure. Either it's about his health or it's a – The record matters or whatever, but you can't straddle both.
Right. I think your hypothesis, what do you want to call it, explanation, your theory, whatever. Yeah, that all makes sense to me. Here's the part that doesn't jive, and this isn't a you reflection, this is a me reflection. If there's just a little bit of swelling or some discomfort, why are we ruling him out on Wednesday unless there's something else afoot? That's my sticking point here, is we now know he can't do it. Period. This week. There was no chance that some swelling would go down because it's a bump or it's a bruise or whatever. If that's the case, then it's more severe than he could have gone back in the game, probably. Or further test gave us more truth here or something. There's an increase in severity that took place at some point if you're ruling him out on Wednesday. If it's, hey, you know, if he gave an explanation just like you just said, where we thought he was good. He came back after we took a flight home and you know, he slept and he came back in. It was much stiffer and sore. Adrenaline wears off. It's swollen, sore. We're going to see how he is throughout the week. That jives, but no way. He's out. He's not cleared for anything. On Wednesday, or the earliest you could do it. That's the part to me I'm going, something doesn't add up here. More, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part where I cannot get past. If it was a true closer to game time decision, we'll see how he responds to the treatment. We'll see what's going on. You know, opening the door, we reserve the right to rule him out just out of abundance of caution, et cetera. That would make perfect sense to me.
So, but they did the thing I've been begging him to do every week, though, which is stop with the dog and pony
show.
Which
is do it early.
So I'm not going to, like, scream at them. I can't scream at them when they don't do it and then scream at them when they do. I get what you're saying. It is odd if it's not that serious that you would have ruled him out on Wednesday. But this is what I have been asking them to do all along. Is stop with this every single day dog and pony show. When you know, you know. You're saying they shouldn't have known, so I guess it's a little bit different, and maybe that's true. But that's where I think actually, as you know, here's a conspiracy theory for you. Meadowlands turf's a factor.
Yeah, now let me clarify one thing. I don't think I'm being critical of them for this part of it. I'm just sitting here going, I saw you said that, and then there's this one big gap that I can't fill in.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying I'm not taking issue with it. Because this is actually my preferred way of doing it.
If I had on a binary, I would too. I want less Willy Wony, and I just want to know right away. But I'm kind of going, that's the only part of this to me that doesn't match up with everything else that's
going
on. Sure.
If it's a very minor thing about some soreness and some swelling, then you shouldn't know on Wednesday that there's no way. In other words, last week he was not cleared for contact on Wednesday, if you remember. In fact, as of sitting here right now on Friday, it was the first time he got cleared for contact. But they didn't rule him out all week. They waited until he got cleared for contact.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like his elbow is closer to where it was going into the Broncos game that week when they ruled him out early than it is going into the Vikings game. I think going into the Vikings game, there wasn't really swelling, there wasn't a whole lot of soreness, and they just hadn't cleared him yet, whereas this is now back to the Denver week, which would leave open the possibility of the Eagles unless they just shut him down, which Wednesday it sounded like they were considering. Today, less so. So your guess is as good as ours. This is, if it sounds frustrating, know that it is, because we have no idea what's going on. I want to play a little Is It Weird? I've got an Is It Weird for you next, Danny.
Oh, I want it.
Something to do with the holiday season that I realized about myself, and I want to know if I'm in the minority on this. We are going to do that next, live from Fairfax, where we're at Craft House. We'll be here from 2 to 6:30 today. Come on out and hang with us in Fairfax Corner. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live from Craft House. In Fairfax, at Fairfax Corner, we're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. If you haven't been out here, come on out today and kick it with us. They got great food and drinks, and good specials, and just a good place to watch sport, hang out, talk ball, get ready for Week 15 in the NFL. Ben Standing was out in Ashburn today. We'll try to get him to speak Dan Quinn for us at 3 o'clock. What is going on with Jaden Daniels? And does it give them a chance to beat the New York Giants? They're only 2.5-point dogs. They're trying to add a fourth win to the resume here. They've lost 8 in a row. If they don't beat the Giants, they might lose 12 straight down the stretch. That's so hard to do.
It's on the table.
And if you lose 12 straight, speaking of on the table, everything should be. I mean, I'm of the belief that after the NFC Championship game berth last year, you can't blow out the head coach. But people have been fired for a lot less, man. So we'll talk to Ben Standing about that on G&D in about 10 minutes. It is time right now, though, for a little Is It Weird? Something I've been realizing about myself, and I wanted to take the temperature of the show. My wife has been wrapping presents each evening, like as we get closer and closer to Christmas. And so we've got a couple of presents already under one of the trees that are going to a niece or a nephew. We've got a pile of presents. I'm not even really sure what they are.
Sure.
In the corner of the house that's going probably to my mom or her mom or something. And it dawned on me that each time I see them, I'm a little bit bothered. And what I've realized is I've always wrapped all the presents that I'm going to give out like on Christmas Eve. Or closer to Christmas, essentially. And she is a let's wrap them as we go, let's label them, and figure out what's what. I want to do all the wrapping on Christmas Eve night. I don't want to work ahead on this. I like sitting there watching some Christmas movie on December 24th at 11 p.m. or whatever, and just getting after it, getting the tape, getting the scissors, getting the wrapping paper. Forever I'm sitting on the floor. Now I'm too old and too big and too uncomfortable to do that. So we'll probably have like a table set up with a chair or something.
Sure, sure, sure.
But just generally, Danny, I think I am a wait until Christmas Eve to wrap the presents guy.
I don't think that's weird at all. I think it's less practical, but that's not the issue. This isn't a holiday of practicality.
Right.
Right? So for me...
Do you wrap any presents?
I've tried, and I'm so terrible at it that it's taken right out of my hands.
I'm going to ask this a different way.
It would be worse if I got the gift from me.
Will you wrap over under one half of a present this December?
Under.
You don't wrap a single thing?
No. I mean, I put things in envelopes. I can manage that. I'm just so awful at
if
wrapping.
You're bringing in presents for the producers, the wife's wrapping them.
Yeah.
If you're,
which I do every year. I mean, I bring in the stuff
yeah,
every year.
If your dad.
Yeah.
She's, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So really, I'm asking the wrong guy.
Right. But I would participate in it. But it's like if you hand somebody this thing, you're like, thanks. It could be the greatest gift. I could give my $7 PS5, but it would be the worst wrapper of all time. And you're like, ew. You know what I mean? But here's the point I'm trying to make.
You could put it in a bag with paper.
Yeah,
if
which I've
really
done.
If you really wanted to.
Oh, I've done that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't count that as wrapping. I count that as putting it in the bag with paper.
Will you do that over under one half of a bag with paper?
Over. I do way over that.
Okay. Yeah, so you just won't wrap a present and put a bow on it?
I can't wrap things and put bows on them. People do the thing where they put their finger down and they're wrapping this deal and their angles are perfect. I can't do any of it. It's geometry beats art, and I suck at both. But let me finish my little spiel here.
Yeah.
I think you have the benefit of your kids still going to bed early enough where that would be where you could do that. Whereas those of us whose kids are a little bit older, when they're up until like 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 10:45, on Christmas Eve, because they're all excited, waiting for them to go to bed and then sitting down to wrap the presents where they can't be in the way because something might be for them, you just can't do it. We have to wrap as we go. We just have to.
Look, I mean, Santa's going to be bringing most of the presents anyway, so right. I don't have to worry as much about my kids specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
mm-hmm.
I'm only really wrapping for like when we see her siblings or aunt, uncle, or whatever. And I'm saying, like, yeah, if I have 7 hours of wrapping to do, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to start 10 p.m. Christmas Eve. And maybe that's her point. I think that's making up a number. But, like, maybe I'm just not quite aware of how many presents we've got. Like, 56 presents to give out over 4 gatherings over 2 weeks. We're not going to do 56 presents in one sitting. I guess, in the same way that I hate when people walk through the snow in my yard because I want that – what I would call virgin snow.
Yeah, that pristine sheet.
Yes, that sheet of snow with no footprints, mm-hmm. just beautiful, scenic. If you were to step on my porch and ruin my snow, I'm mad at you for like an extended period of time. Like if Toby did that tomorrow, I will think about it in 3 years. You see what I'm saying? That you might say is weird.
That's a little aggressive, isn't it?
Somewhat.
Isn't it a little aggressive?
But I just have some holiday proclivities.
What if somebody was bringing you mail or a package or like a present and they like have to come to your house?
So
you're now mad at them for like, being on your
the
walk?
The stick aside would be I'm always going to shovel my sidewalk.
You're talking about the yard proper.
I'm talking about the yard itself. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the yard. Let's keep the yard beautiful and clean. And I want to know basically that this is like a sheet on a bed.
Okay.
And right there next to that, as far as things that just get me in a good mood around the holidays, it's that Christmas Eve wrapping session. And if all the presents are wrapped, what are we doing here?
Just enjoying each other's company, a little hot cocoa?
No.
Why?
No. I don't want to do that.
What's wrong with that?
Doesn't sound that fun to me.
It sounds perfect. You're relaxing? There's no relaxing during Christmas. It's all effort. It's go, go, go,
exactly.
Go. See this family. See this family. See that group. We're driving here. This party. This outfit. This present.
Danny
this
loves
return.
Christmas.
Yeah, you're doing stuff. I do. It's wonderful.
Dad, you missed a great opportunity for the Grinch theme.
But
there.
We're signing up for it, right? And it's the right thing to do. And to be able to put your feet up, oh, it's the best.
Ben Standing on the Commanders from Ashburn next on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.